Hello, welcome to Young Americans here on this Friday night, late night if you're in Cortona, Italy, and fresh off work if you are in America. My name is Emily Rogers, and I'm here with two wonderful people. I'm here with Jordan Bogner and Nico Mejia.
Ciao, y'all.
Yes. We are really excited to have you guys here with us for tonight. We have compiled a list of some of our favorite songs from Athens locals and everywhere in between to big names like Ben Rector and Moon Taxi as well. First up, however, we have Ben Rector, Brand New. We're excited to have you listen to that one. Ben Rector, Brand New. Great song. Mm-hmm. I saw it at George Theater for the first time. Love the George Theater. It is a great venue. You cannot have a bad seat in there. The layout of it
There's three different levels of balconies, and
it's the best.
It is so, so nice. Amazing.
I think actually, like, my favorite venue is probably the 40 Watt Club. If I have to pick a venue in Athens, I don't know, but like, I think I love the Georgia Theater. The Georgia Theater, it's still so small, but definitely feels like a big venue for Athens. But then the 40 Watt Club is just like so intimate.
For sure.
And every concert there has felt like so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The disco ball in the center of it.
Yeah.
I will say that the Georgia Theater has this massive fan in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And when you look up, it looks like it's going to like spin the building in circles because of how big it is.
Yeah. I mean,
but the disco ball is
pretty The disco ball.
But also, like, I feel like my first concert at the 40 Watt, I, like, truly felt that the ceiling was, like, going to cave in. Because it was just, like, so small, and you're, like, kind of in this little cave. And it's it's a lot of fun.
You
kind of
feel like the floor is going to break, too, a little bit. Because it's just so...
I was reading on their Wikipedia page earlier today. Later on in the set, I'll get to those details about the 40 Watt Club. Because they actually do have problems with their flooring.
Oh, I believe it.
But...
Yeah. I go to... I don't know if they have silent disco here in Italy.
But you gotta go to silent disco.
I mean, silent disco in the 40 Watt Club.
It's the best time.
It borders on danger because of the floor, but it is amazing. It is just dancing, like, you put those big headphones on. And
silent disco is, like, my favorite thing ever,
You can
anywhere.
Listen to, like, nice chill music, or you can listen to just hard rap and just, like, lose your mind. It's awesome.
And then walking around without your headphones on and seeing everyone just dancing so hard.
Or like when you see everyone's totally color everywhere. Change and you're like, oh, there's a good song on.
Yeah. Or you take off your headphones and just hear everyone singing. The same song. It's amazing.
Also so fun. But hey, Jordan, where did you see Walk the Moon?
Another Georgia Theater. Georgia Theater concert. I saw that this year, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of like an impulse, and me and my friend were like, we have nothing to do Friday night, let's go to a concert. And so
solid Athens move.
Yep.
So with that, what song did you choose next?
All Night. A good one.
Awesome.
Well,
right. That was All Night by Walk the Moon. Guys, I have a question for you guys. For post-concert moves, where do you guys like to go eat? Your favorite late night eating place in Athens. That's what I want to know.
Oh. Wow.
Little Italy.
Little Italy, of course.
It's also right across the street from Georgia Theater.
You would just have to go.
It's very convenient.
You come out of the Georgia Theater. Great venue. You have like the big overhang of what the lights are.
You stand in the street to take your picture with the sign.
And then you turn to your
right.
And you see this marvelous neon light sign that says Little Italy. Fitting because we're in Italy. But they have the best pizza at 2 in the morning. I kid you not. Oh, I mean, it rivals
strictly
the pizza
at
here
the
at yes. 7:30 at
rivals
night.
Are downstairs. We have some great pizza options, but
I think Little Italy may take the cake.
It just might.
To be honest, I've never been to Little Italy.
Oh, wait.
Where do you go?
I drive a little bit.
No.
Along with my friend Zach Johnson. I like to go to Cookout. And we you have to go to Cookout after a concert.
Okay. Yes.
Do you guys go to Cookout?
Okay, I love Cookout.
Y'all know, what do you guys get in your tray?
Okay.
Cookout.
So I get a tray with Hush Puppies, a quarter pound burger with lettuce, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, and a chicken wrap with ranch.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan, how much does that cost?
It is $5.02.
$5.02. About 4 euros.
I am a lame person. Don't usually get a tray, but I get milkshakes, which are so good. Mint Oreo milkshake.
Heat
and then
toffee.
Fries, and you dip your fry in the milkshake.
It's amazing.
It's so
that
good.
Sounds amazing.
A tray. I would love a tray right now. I'll
that
say
would be
it.
Amazing.
Man, oh man. If only I could snap my fingers and just have a big platter of that right here in front of me. And then I'd share it with you guys all listening.
The thing is,
not all of it.
You can go to Little Italy for 2 a.m. pizza, and then you can still go to Cookout after because Cookout doesn't close till 3:30.
That's crazy.
This is also true.
All right. So, Jordan, I think you picked the next song also. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Moon Taxi Morocco is the next song. Love this song. I first heard this song my freshman year of college, and immediately after Moon Taxi had come to Athens, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to see this band. And it finally happened this year, so it was awesome.
Great. Let's listen to it.
I don't know, but it's all I got.
Ciao. All right. So, guys, I have another question for you guys.
Well, we have an answer.
I hope so. I just want to know, what is the craziest concert you've been to? I mean, like, you just couldn't stop dancing.
Yeah.
You couldn't stop singing the lyrics.
Yeah.
You just lost your mind.
You know?
And you might not even have a recollection of the whole experience, but you just really, really loved your time at that concert.
I have one that immediately comes to mind. It was my first time visiting Athens, Georgia. I was a sophomore in high school.
Wild.
A youngin,
just a young grum. And I went to see a band called STRFKR. Their actual name, I really can't say out loud over the radio.
Spell it out.
Yeah. We're just missing a couple letters in STRFKR, but if you look that up, you can find them too. Anyways, they had giant pool floats.
Wow.
And it was like a light show, and it was in Livewire. Livewire is really small. Imagine kind of like your closet space in your house, and then put a band with pool floats in it. And confetti, and the band members were wearing astronaut suits, and they rode on the pool floats as we tossed them around
in Livewire.
Yes,
that's crazy.
I mean, I didn't stop smiling the whole time.
Awesome. Not you, Jordan.
So fun. I feel like the wildest concert I've been to was. I'm a landscape architecture major, and we have a conference. And the second night, we had it in the Georgia Theater. And at this point in the day, we've just been in a conference all day, and then it was like, it's over. This is it. And also, like, they had hyped up this band. They were like, this band has played at Bonnaroo, and they're, like, doing this. And they really have, and they were really good. It was Walden?
It was Walden. Yeah.
Walden's good.
And it was so good. Never heard of them before that night, but
I can attest to that. I was there because I'm also a landscape architecture major, and that night will go down in history.
That night was one of my favorites in college.
Shout out Walden. I think I've been to, not necessarily my favorite, Walk a Flock of Flame. Absolutely insane.
Did you go to one at the Georgia Theater?
Yeah, at the Georgia Theater my freshman year. Mm-hmm. I'm a short guy, so I really couldn't see a whole lot happening, but he mooned us on stage.
I heard about that night.
It was just absolutely ridiculous. He wiped his butt with a Trump jersey.
Oh, I don't like that.
I tried to buy a ticket to that 5 minutes before it started on Facebook. I was like begging anyone to just sell me a ticket.
It was nuts. But then also loved Young the Giant at the Georgia Theater. Was just, he loves to dance and just makes you want to dance. I was actually taking photos for that, and that
those photos are phenomenal. Everyone go check out Nico. They're really good.
Little guy Nico.
Put in the plug.
All right.
On a more quieter note, I think we have another song coming.
Yeah. These next few songs actually are from local Athens artists that are trying to make a name for themselves in the classic city. And I just really look forward to playing these songs. Here's Well Kept with Good Thoughts.
Stepping out on the boulevard, never thought it'd be this hard.
was Good Thoughts by Well Kept. Just something I want to talk about real quick is this, like, absolute, like, music movement that happens in Athens where, like, local artists actually can succeed, you know? It's like...
with flying colors.
Yeah, yeah. And they have a lot of fun doing it. That band, Well Kept, was started by a man named Tommy Trotwine, and he has some help from some buddies, one of which we'll mention later in the show. Mm-hmm. And he is a super talented guy, super talented musician, and is really just going after his dream in Athens, and I think that is just awesome.
It's so fun to watch, and I think as a community, we have so much fun supporting them and like raising them up and sharing their music with friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All around.
Exactly.
Too.
And like in the past, like bands like R.E.M. Mm-hmm. and like
B-52s.
And like bands like that,
countless
like
others.
They can, yeah. And a bunch of like other bands,
so many
like can like actually like succeed.
Yeah, it kind of blows my mind how many bands move to Athens specifically to develop their group and their dynamic and their musical talent, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right. Like a way to put it.
Exactly. It's awesome. So we're actually going to go right into this next song because this is another guy that has a song that actually gained a lot of ground in Germany.
Who knew?
And of all places, I think that's what the rumor is. But actually has a lot of streaming numbers on this song.
And how many did you say?
I think it's over a million.
Dang. Germany loves this song.
So this is... Rather Be Losing by Zach Crook.
Say freedom found its star when your heart is let go. When you take the chance and you try to dance, then she says no. Gotta get down, come on, just move on. So tied down, there's nothing to cry about. I got long hairs and some beat up shoes. I got this real bad case of them trying to forget you. And I'm running around and I don't know. Go to waste. If this is living, honey, I'm where I'm going. I wonder how you're doing. If this is when it should feel like I'm losing, I'll give you time and space and just hold this weight and don't go to waste. If this is living, honey, I'm dying. I'm dying to be close to you.
I mean, if that song doesn't make you want to go for a long drive, come on. I don't know what does.
I miss driving.
Don't miss me too. And driving around Athens is so nice because you can go like 10 minutes pretty much in any direction and you're just on country roads.
Yeah.
Athens is so unique and like that it does feel, it's like a small city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, it's still like, yeah, exactly.
You're
like
in the middle of nowhere.
Like 10 minutes.
But you're not.
But you're not really. Yeah. Like, you
and
can
there's
like.
There's fields and there's cows and tall grass.
Yeah.
And these big trees with this like lush foliage all around it. And you can like pull out your car to the side of the road and just run. Run free from it. It's so great.
You just feel like you're in a music video whenever you're like.
Pretty much.
Yes. Windows down, yeah. Just listening to a song.
Like someone's low key filming you the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just looking longingly out the window.
Yeah.
I love driving through random neighborhoods and just that's like it. Coming to an end and be like left or right, just don't going know. For it, getting lost.
Wanderlust.
Yes. Another thing I like to do is riding bikes through Athens.
Oh, yeah? Mm.
Yeah. One of a good bike brand is Schwinn. And I don't really know other bike names. I actually just got a bike tread. Shout out to my new mountain bike. But
I want a bike.
The next song coming up is Sultan of Schwinn by a guy named Elijah Johnston. And I personally love this song because the first time I heard Elijah, I voice recorded this song because he didn't have the song out at this point. And I'd listen to it on repeat. And then he came out with it a couple months later, and I was stoked. So here's Sultan of Schwinn.
You've got Alton speeds, and you've got all nine lives to make it up to me. I won't bother you by telling you how to be. I'll make it up to you if you make it up to me. I don't know you enough
You've got all 10 speeds, and you're riding faster now that you're riding away from me. I won't bother you by begging you to stay. I'll look fondly at you as you drive away.
Nice. All right. So, personally, I love that song also. One quick story that I think needs to be told. The bike, the little bike bell at the end.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. It was actually not in the song at first, but then thanks to a man named Luke Vaughn. Luke, if you hear this, shout out to you. He lent his very own bike bell to Elijah for that song. So technically Luke Vaughn plays
He's
an instrument.
He's a part of the song.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Awesome. Luke Vaughn is also a talented guy. He's awesome.
He is. I think one of the things that makes that song so fun is just the happy-go-lucky nature of it. And the bell really just adds that little, I don't know, it just makes your heart kind of like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So I think that song like does kind of embody like the mood of Athens.
Yes.
It's just like a very like just go with the flow place kind of.
For sure.
And just, you kind of just enjoy life with your friends, and I just kind of want to know, like, what do you guys, like, what's, like, the main thing you guys do with your friends, like, just to chill and hang out? Like, what do you guys do?
Jordan, what do you
chill
say?
A chill day involves a coffee shop. I love Jittery Joe's.
Yeah, another Athens locals.
I mean, I love espresso, but I also love Jittery Joe's.
A big cup of coffee.
Yes.
We don't get that here.
You don't. I don't actually like coffee. Kind of a weird thing about me, but I do love tea. Mm. And that's not what I like to do with my friends. I think I don't know why I got off on a tangent about tea. But one thing I love to do with friends is run in the mornings through Athens.
I don't do
I
that.
Can't relate to that at all.
Can't relate.
I mean, I'll go to yoga in the morning, but I will not be running.
No,
down
it's
Bellage.
So nice.
It always happens. The first 3 months of school, my friend Sam Thomas will say, Nika, let's go to the gym at 6:30 every morning.
Oh, that's
and I,
early.
And I try, and I do my best. But it just never pans out. You get to like November, yeah. Mid-November, Thanksgiving comes, and you're just like...
fall apart.
Done.
Nah.
No. Sorry. Actually, if I do work out, like if I'm gonna go to yoga or to a class, like it will be at 5:30 in the morning before an 8 a.m. studio.
Yeah,
but
a lot of those.
I kind of regret it halfway through my day, but it's fine. I made it.
Sheesh.
We make it. We all make it. We're all just kind of halfway there. This next song was played at I first heard it at the 40 Watt Club, and like I said earlier, I was gonna talk about the history of it. It was the name 40 Watt. Fun fact, it was coined because there was a loft with a single 40 Watt bulb hanging from the ceiling, but then it moved five times.
Whoa.
Now it has a disco ball in the center. But here we have Halfway Up, The Brook and the Bluff. Yeah.
ground, my place to fade. Middle of the spring, but it's cold in the bed we made. To opposite ends we gravitate. You could never feel warm enough to stay. I wanna hear you say that I was everything that you wanted, and I was on the path to being honest. I stopped when we were halfway up in Austin, and it felt as we were living in our forfeit.
Was The Brook and the Bluff. That song, just something about it makes you feel peaceful and happy all the same time. Up next with this one, I am so excited for this next song to come out. Two of my good friends at UGA, their names are Jess and Jade, have a little band called Tomorrow Today. And recently, the Lumineers actually posted on their Instagram a video of them harmonizing and singing a different rendition of one of their songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was
so they're
very
actually
recently
featured on the Lumineers Instagram page. So, and Jade is
She's in Cortona. Everyone in Cortona, if you want to walk up the hill and get an autograph from someone famous, she's in the city.
Yeah.
In the premises until August. But they performed this song that's coming up next at a little concert venue called the Caledonia Lounge with Elijah Johnson.
Yeah.
And the Everyday Dogs, which are another phenomenal Athens local band. But you'll get to hear their just lovely voices and the way they harmonize. And I mean, it's just so exciting to be a part of a city that cultivates such great music.
Yeah, and they all kind of like band together and they kind of like help each other out. Yeah. There's not like competition between them. We're learning in Renaissance art about competition between Raphael and Michelangelo and that kind of stuff. It's not like that. It's not like that. They love each other. They help each other.
They play music together.
It's great.
So, giant support system in Athens.
Coming up next, here we have Astronaut Kids, Tomorrow Today.
Sing and play guitar, fall in love with a man who loves me for who I am. When I grow up, when I grow up, I'm astronaut who sails the sea. As long as I can just hold you forever. And I know I'm too old to dream, and I should try to be something real.
And that was Astronaut Kids, Tomorrow Today. So we've been giving major shout-outs to some up-and-coming Athens bands, but what are any of y'all's musical talents? For me, it's just karaoke. But
karaoke, that's fitting. You want to know what Jordan just recently ordered to Cortona?
I had to buy a karaoke microphone.
Oh, yes.
Because I didn't pack one because I didn't own one. And about week one into being in Cortona, I decided that I needed a karaoke microphone, which is...
How much was that shipping?
It was $17, nice. Amazon Global International Shipping, but it came in 3 days. So worth it.
You're paying for what you get.
Awesome. Have you enjoyed the karaoke microphone yet?
Because I would say that everyone in the awesome. Common room has enjoyed the karaoke mic.
Yeah, I think everyone's been able to enjoy that.
However, I know that I have no musical talent of any kind.
I do have some musical talent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I actually brought it with me to Cortona, but I haven't brought it out yet.
Oh, man.
I somehow can play the harmonica.
Yes.
I've never taken lessons, never learned from anyone, but every now and then I'll whip it out and I can play it to most songs.
Moderately well.
Sometimes I'm awful, but sometimes I guess I can do it. It's like a double personality that I have. Nico, the harmonica player, and then Nico, the guy who has no musical talent at all.
That's so cool.
Oh my gosh.
I love the harmonica.
I'm so bad that I took piano for 6 years, and I never knew where middle C was until about 2 years ago when I tried to learn Clair de Lune on the piano. And I watched YouTube videos memorizing the hand movements until I could play it. So that's all I can do, just memorize people's hands.
Nice.
But to answer your question, Jordan, no musical talent ever yet.
And not really.
The harmonica is an instrument. I'll give it to you.
I think I'll give the karaoke mic a musical talent too.
Yeah.
It's a necessity.
Oh, man. Well, next is coming up, we have Moon Taxi.
Again. We love Moon Taxi.
We do.
We're a fan.
And the first time I saw them was in high school. It was great. It was on a river. And so we're going to listen to them and remember that. So Moon Taxi, Run Right Back.
Wow.
I need you close, oh, but it's always the little things I seem to miss the most. Oh, is that you I walk in? Or do I see a ghost? Am I dreaming? Am I wishing? Or just a little?
songs she sang with me.
All right, so I hope we gave you a little insight into the music scene back at home in Athens.
It's beautiful.
It's a great place.
And so if you want to listen to us live Friday night here in Italy, it'll be on FM 88.4 and 92.8. We're Young Americans. Or if you're back home in the States, we'll be live Friday.
USA.
6 p.m. at www.radioincountry.org. We're the Young Americans. Ciao. Go Dogs.
Ciao, y'all.
We've enjoyed it. Also, the women's soccer team. When you said America, it just made me think of that.
Shout them out. They're amazing.
Way to go.
All right.
Yeah, great idea. Great. Okay. So, last song we have Elijah Johnson again with Strawberry Lemonade.
Midday dreaming. Untold visions, new melodies surrounding my head. A brand new sunrise all around me, flashing shades of purple and red. Sunlight came in through my windows, golden rectangles all in my bed. And you were there, all around me, too wonderful to comprehend. Too wonderful to comprehend. Time creeps and crawls like ivy. Your fingerprints are anywhere at all. Strawberry lemonade. Treehouse sunsets on the hillside. I'll tear down my barricade. Fly out tonight. Hear me whisper. You know who I can bear. I think it's